You're the best. I just want to say before I start that, you know, God has a way of stepping on people's toes. And tonight, as I was preparing this the last week and the last 2 weeks, God was really stepping on my toes. He actually stepped on them, crushed them, rebuilt them, and stepped on them again. So tonight, my message title is Why Fear? You know, during this time, we're all going through hectic things. But I'd like to give you a definition of what fear is. Fear is an unpleasant emotion, fearing an outcome, unwelcoming things happening, avoid stuff to put off stuff, and just pure unhappiness. And I was thinking about that. We all fear something. You can't even turn on the news without hearing something about fear. You don't know if you should go to the grocery store or just starve. You don't know if you should go to Walmart or just look tacky. You don't know. I mean, they've had us so just being in so fear that we didn't even want to come to church because we didn't know. But I want to tell you that that's just not what God wants. Fear is only mentioned in the Bible 80 plus times. Then if it's only mentioned in the Bible 80 plus times, why do we let it bother us so much? So tonight, my Bible verse that I'm going to be speaking is from Isaiah 43:1. And it says, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Oh my goodness, that tells you right there, do not be afraid. But still, our human side just says, oh, they say that COVID's going to get us. Or as my daycare kids call it, the granola. If you cough, whoop, you got that granola. You know, we're so afraid. We're afraid to hug somebody. We're afraid to shake their hands. And I'm all about being cautious. Don't get me wrong. Don't take that. I'm all about being cautious. But I want to tell you about what it says in the Bible about do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It's mentioned in the Bible over 365 times. Now, if do not be afraid is mentioned so much, then why are we so afraid? Hey, I'm talking to myself too. You know, we got to stop listening to what the Facebook says, the news, the politicians. I mean, we need to get back to the real book, the book that tells us what it's all about, and that's called the Bible. The devil uses fear to rob us of our hope, faith, and joy, and to limit our victories. And I'm stepping on my own toes because I've let the devil, have me so afraid. You're not good enough. You're not talented enough. You can't do this. But my goodness, God says, yes, you can. I mean, who would have thought somebody, and this is, I still have an issue with this, but I'm working on it. 2 years ago, I probably apologized for even waking up in the morning to people. I was always afraid of hurting somebody's feelings. I was always thinking I did something wrong. Some of y'all can say amen because y'all know y'all got texts from me apologizing. But I was so afraid because I felt like I had to be just this person because the devil had told me I wasn't good enough. I mean, 2 years ago, if you'd have said I'd been here on the Elevate speaking, I'd have started laughing. I mean, I did not know. I mean, I was afraid. But I was letting the devil rob me of my victories. There's some of y'all today that are letting the devil rob you. You've been called to mighty things. If he can call me to speak to children and to adults, he can call you to do anything. You know, it says we only have to have faith of a mustard seed. So that's very tiny. But then why do we let this big word called fear just engulf us? I turned on the TV just for an hour because I wanted to find out, you know, to tabulate how many times the word fear was used in 1 hour. 1 hour on CNN and news, it was used 1,200 times in 1 hour. You got to fear, oh no, they fixing to get us with these mosquitoes. They fixing to get us with these bombs. Oh, the Corolla, as my kids call it, the granola, is coming back in October and it's just going to wipe us away. The only thing that I kind of started worrying about is when they say they're going to have a shortage of cake. Now, that kind of got my attention just a little bit. But you got to know the truth. You cannot let fear take over. And I mean, God has been speaking to me. Ooh, and this is what he's laid on my heart. And I hope it touches you just like it touched me. When you know the truth, there's no reason to fear. When you know who God is and what he can do, then why do we fear? Come on, we've all have been in Bible study. And I want to say something, Brother JB. Thank you for the nice compliments. I'll pay you later for saying I'm a good speaker. But I get nervous speaking after him and Sister Daphne. I probably spend 2 hours in the bathroom making sure the Imodium's working because I get so nervous. But when you know the truth, and that the truth is, we just read it. He said, do not be afraid. He's got us covered. Then why are we letting the little word fear get to us? You got to repeat that truth. Jesus has got you covered. You can't be going on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and all the other thinking, oh, if I don't send this to 21 people, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to heaven. Well, if that's the case, well, I don't send them. I don't have fear in that. Why do you want to have fear? Oh, if you don't brush your hair to the left, I heard this on the news the other day that you're going to go gray. Well, goodness, I've been brushing my hair to the left and I still have gray. I mean, come on. We can't. There's fear in everything. But you got to repeat the truth. You can't just read the word. You also got to live the word. You got to repeat it. You got to say the memory verses. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. You know, for God so loved the world. You got to repeat it because the devil's going to throw darts at you. He's going to get you when you're at your lowest and say, yep. You're fearful, but you don't have to be because it's right there. And the best book of it all, the Bible, it says, do not be afraid. Let God guard you, not your fear. Okay, Monica, I'm speaking to me. How many times have you let fear make your decision? You know, you're afraid to leave a situation, a relationship, because you're afraid you don't know if I can make it. You're afraid to leave a job knowing that God's called you to a better job. You're afraid to stand up for Jesus because, oh, I might be looked at. You're afraid to say, enough's enough. Let's just get back to what God wants. Jesus never had a thought of in fear. He always had a thought of peace. I mean, come on. If Jesus, who went through everything, could have a thought of peace, then why can't we? I mean, honestly, why can't we live fearless I mean, look in the Bible. Daniel in the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Moses, when he led the people. We don't need to have fear. And I'm talking to me because there have been times I've let fear stop me in my tracks because I just thought it's not worth it. I don't want to be ridiculed. You know, as most of y'all know, I live with my sister Callie, and that's a challenge. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, I'm faithful with my church service. And as I was leaving, I kept saying, God, please just let her show up. But I can't live in fear. This is the first time I'm speaking without any of my blood family. Y'all are my family here. But I couldn't let that fear get to me. And I can't let the fear of missing out on family stuff, because I know where I need to be in the house of the Lord. And so I've kind of broke the word fear up into what I believe we need to do. And this is not in any other terms, but Monica's terms. F, as the beginning of fear, first put your eyes on Jesus. If your eyes are on Jesus, there is no reason to fear anything. Stop putting your eyes on the social media, seeing who said what about who. Stop putting your news on CNN to see who, what stock market is doing this and what ain't. Stop. Put your right here on Jesus, and he's going to take care of it. E, erase your worldly thoughts. We so care about what the world is doing, what the world says is going to happen, that we forget that God already knows what tomorrow is going to be. He knew what yesterday was, and he knows what our future is. And let me tell you, God's plan is so much better than what our plan is. You know, and we got to walk in peace, not in fear, because if we stand still in fear, we're not moving. We're not having them victories. And then you need to ask Jesus for guidance. Don't get on here and be calling them psychics. Hello? Do you think that I should wear purple today? Come on, y'all. Well, do you think I should take this job? Well, do you feel good about it? Well, my goodness, for $100 a minute, I could tell you what you want to feel. I mean, come on. You got to ask Jesus' guidance. You don't need to ask Facebook. You don't need to ask your best friend. I mean, you can after you've asked Jesus. But you got to ask Jesus, why? Is this what you want? Is this what you're saying to me? And then you got to rest assured, because Jesus already has it. Jesus has already got this. It don't matter what you're fearing. Jesus has already answered the question. Jesus already knows what the outcome's going to be. Jesus already knows that you're going to walk through them hard times. But he's already there. You got to stop fearing. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that tonight God wants you to lay them fears down. And I want to tell you that God, he really spoke to me this week, because I had to lay one of the biggest fears down in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Because like I said, the sermon was for me too. I've been living in the fear of not having Daniel. I've been living in the fear that I can't go on with life. But life has begun again. This week after, and I want to say I apologize to my coworkers, because they caught some blunts, especially Donna. I just want to say, this week I laid that fear down. And I know that Daniel doesn't want me to fear the future. But more importantly, God has said, it's time, Monica. You can't keep looking in the past. You can't keep just pretending that, you know, he's going to come through that door. That he's going to, you know, this has all been a bad dream. This weekend, I was like, God, our anniversary and his birthday were all this week. And I did not take it well. And the devil was really trying. And as I was going through this, God said, Monica, you're still living in fear. You're living in fear how you're going to do things. And you don't need to. You don't need to fear it no more. You've got a job that I love. I've got a house. Well, I have a little apartment inside a house. I mean, I've got the greatest church family and friends a girl could ask for. But I needed to lay that fear down. And so tonight, I'm telling you, I laid the fear down. I have packed all of Daniel's stuff up. And I have said my goodbyes to that life. Not that I won't remember the good times, and not that I won't share memories we had, but I'm laying the fear down of living without him, because God has got me. He has said it is time for Monica to stand on what you say. I say God can do anything, then I've got to believe it, and I do believe it. God brought me 2 years from a place I didn't know who I was, where I was going, or what I was going to be, because fear had me. I mean, I was so fearful, y'all. I didn't want to go to bed at night. I didn't want to be left alone. I hated going to Walmart. I hated everything. I didn't want to talk to his family because I was so fearful that they were going to just keep on asking questions. And I couldn't give answers because I don't have answers. And the devil said, and the devil just kept saying, well, you know why? Because it's you. You're the reason. Stop, devil. I'm not the reason. I will no longer live in fear. I will no longer let you just come tell me how I can think, what I can do, how I can live my life. So today, I'm telling you, lay down them fears. I don't know what they are, but my fear was being alone, and I'm okay. If God sends me somebody, hallelujah. They got to come to my front door, knock on the door, say, hey, I'm supposed to be with you. But if they don't, it's okay. I'm no longer fearful of reaching out to Daniel's family. And I just want to say, thank you, God. But more importantly, thank you, Jesus, and thank you for allowing me to know that what you had for tonight, if it don't touch none of y'all, it was for me this week. And I believe that there are some fears in here about jobs, about health, that you want to lay down. And I just feel it in my just body so much. So I'm going to ask Brother JB and Miss Brittany and Pastor Jason. And if you, yeah, you're going to play. Yeah. To come up to the front. And if you have something that you've been fearful, that you, I want you to come down and let us pray for you. Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter what it is. It's time to lay it down. It's time to stop living in fear. We want to reach our community. We want to reach this country. Then we got to stop living in fear. If I can let go of the person I thought I was supposed to spend the rest of my life with and no longer live in fear, I know that you can lay yours down. Thank you for this privilege to speak with y'all tonight. Thank you.
that would like to pray about anything that's going on in your life, it could be a... Yes, ma'am.
That we need to pray about the election. I know this is crucial beyond what we can probably even understand. But the Lord spoke to me and said, your safety or your salvation is not in the United States of America. And I was like, I have been afraid what's going to happen to this country and what will happen to me, what will happen to my retirement, what will happen to this and that. Just that we're the last hope. And I was like, our country is not the last hope. God is the last hope. And as much as I'm concerned and I pray about my country and I'm interested in all of that, and I believe we should be, the United States is not our Savior. It's not the Savior of the world. And you've heard that over and over. If the United States goes down, the world's gone, you know. I do understand the implications of that. But it's still God is the one that's in control. Not the United States of America, as much as I believe in our country. I just felt like maybe it was a, I was just stopped. I was walking along through my house and all of a sudden the Lord spoke that to me and I was like, I have been doing that. If, you know, my faith is in my country, if my country goes away, then there's no hope. But there is always hope because the country is not the hope. God is the hope. So I just kept thinking that over and over and I thought maybe somebody else might need to hear that.
Thank you for that word. That's so good. That's so, you are absolutely right. We're going to put her on the schedule to preach now. if there's anybody else that would like to pray with us about anything, sickness, something you're facing, we want to agree with you in prayer. If not, we're going to go ahead and dismiss. Thank you, Pastor Monica. Such a good word. Come on. Such a good word. And I'm over here in the amen corner, and I'm like, man, I got to step up my game. Man, thank you. So good to be back in Elevate. One of the cool things about Elevate, you know, we come in here, and it's just, you know, Sunday morning, there's a lot going on. We have, normally, like, Grow You, and we've got CC Kids, or Community Kids, I'm sorry. But there's so much going on, and there's so many people in and out, and you're trying to make sure you talk to folks, and, you know, you maybe not shake everybody's hand now, but you talk to everyone, you see everyone. It's just, there's a lot going on. But Elevate has always been kind of a slower, more just kind of a boiled down, kind of a just something we come in and we're just here together and we're just worshiping together. And Sunday morning's great, but I just really like that about our Sunday night, about Elevate. We just come in and just kind of wait on God a lot of times. And so I want to pray with you before you leave this evening. We, like I said, this morning, we are going to start back Community Kids next week, and we're going to go ahead and start, we talked a little bit about this earlier, we're going to go ahead and start Grow You back as well this coming Sunday. So our Sunday morning schedule will be, or pretty much our Sunday schedule will be back to normal. So I'm excited about that. Excited to get the church moving. And we've been doing things all throughout both of our little shutdowns. The church has been moving, the church has been growing even. But we're excited to just do things, you know. So I'm going to pray with you real quick. God, be with my family as we leave this place, as we're dismissed. God, go with us. God, Holy Spirit, be with us. Let us go in peace. And God, let every battle we face be just an opportunity for you to show off with a victory. God, we give those things to you. God, we don't want to walk in fear. Fear is a lie. And when we focus on you, we don't have to fear. God, I'm so thankful for a good word. God, I needed that word. And I am encouraged to not have fear going forward, because fear is not of you. You are hope. You are truth. You are life. And we thank you for your presence. Keep us, be with us, and we will come back here to worship you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Elevate family, we love you. Go in peace this evening, and you are dismissed.